What's good? What's good? We're back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pico, host of the Paul Pico Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast. Your source for music, sports, politics, what events, and much, much more. Please don't forget my video version of my podcast. It goes to YouTube, Facebook, Rumble, BitChute, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Audio version goes to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Stitcher, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Player FM, and much, much more. Today we're going to react to the Keefe D arrest for the Tupac murder. Before we do that, though, I want to play a ad from PromoPalace.biz.
Marketing and promotion? Then look no further than PromoPalace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pull promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, PromoPalace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to PromoPalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard a beautiful lady. If you need online marketing promotion for your music, product, brand, or service, please go to PromoPalace.biz. And get 15% off at music promo at promopals.biz. Use coupon code Labor Day 2023 in the checkout. All right, let's get into it.
Dwayne Keith Davis, he's the known gang member, taken into custody last week for the shooting death of rapper Tupac Shakur. Investigators say Davis plotted and orchestrated the 1996 shooting. They say it was in retaliation for a fight the rapper had with Davis's nephew earlier that night inside the MGM Grand Hotel Casino. At this point, Davis is the only living suspect in that murder.
Hello, I'm Mark Brown. Get more great ABC7 content by clicking the subscribe button for our YouTube channel and download the ABC7 Los Angeles streaming app on Fire TV, Android TV.
You heard it right there. Keefe D was arrested for his involvement in the Tupac murder. First things first, for everybody who thinks Tupac's still alive, he's not. I know people think because he dropped the Machiavelli album and Machiavelli supposedly faked his death and all that, people thought Tupac was alive. But, we talked about this on the Live from Vietnam podcast, and I think Big Kaz is right. We basically know what we already knew. You know, Tupac basically got an altercation and, you know, that action had a reaction, which involved him getting murdered. You know, there's a lot of people always made speculations. People said Suge had a hand in it. Diddy had a hand in it. Apparently Diddy, you know, it's crazy. It's like, okay, so supposedly, allegedly, they say Suge had Pac killed because Pac wanted to leave Death Row, and Diddy had Big killed because Biggie wanted to leave Bad Boy and go with Jay-Z. Because I think both were unhappy, probably money issues and whatnot. But see, Pac's situation, the label got you out of jail. Death Row got you out of jail, man. Like, nobody else was doing that. You know, so you might have owed him a little extra for them doing what they did to get you out of jail. And not to mention, they put out your biggest album ever on Death Row, Diamond, 5 million copies sold on each, 5 million of a double CD, so they counted as 10 million. But that's a lot. That's a lot. Even like back then, that was a lot. I definitely think I'm glad that like everybody's getting arrested in the situation that was involved in it finally. And only person left to get arrested was Keefe D, of course, because his nephew is dead. I hate that it took so long. I hate that it took so long. And it's crazy. It's like the guy, Keefe D, only basically told it himself when he wrote a book. And of course, Vlad TV is trying to take all the credit for this. Like, it's kind of hard to take credit for something that was already common sense and common knowledge, Vlad. I mean, you know, you put two to two together, you get four. Pox and an altercation at the Mike Tyson fight with a gang member. And next thing you know, Pac is killed. I mean, for somebody to like set up Pac to get killed, it would have to be just such coincidence that Pac gets into a fight with a gang member. It would have to be just the perfect coincidence and perfect timing that Pac just happens to get, you know, in fight with a gang member for, you know, Suge Knight to allegedly have him killed, as people alleged. People alleged Pac was alive. People alleged Suge had him killed. People alleged Diddy had him killed. You know, like, I don't want to say, yeah, they did it without really having some hard evidence, some hard facts to prove. Like, now, a guy that comes out and says he was in the car with his nephew that we clearly know did the shooting, that sounds like some 2 + 2 = 4 kind of common sense, you know, evidence. But just say, you know, like, Suge did it because Pac was leaving death row. That's not enough evidence to say somebody had a rapper killed, like a record label had a rapper killed. Yes, Suge Knight was notorious. But let's think about this. Okay. If Suge Knight was that notorious, like he was that evil to say, oh, well, Pac's going to lead the label, let's have him whack. Why didn't he have Dre whacked when he left the label? Why didn't he have Eazy-E whacked to get Dre to sign over to Death Row? Why he didn't just whack Vanilla Ice after he made him sign over his royalties? You know, like, that's the thing. Like, yes, Suge Knight had a mafioso approach to the way he handled business. Yeah, he didn't, you know, cuss out everybody like Dame Dash. He was, you know, more bully tactics and aggressive. But at the same time, he wasn't, pretty sure he was, you know, he would calculate his moves a little more better than just let's whack somebody because they're leaving the label. It just, that doesn't make sense. Because then, like I said, why do you have Dre whacked? Because Dre left the label and signs Eminem and brings Snoop back and also ends up signing or making a ton of money off of 50 Cent after M signs him. And then he signs Kendrick, you know, it's like, it don't make no sense. It don't make no sense. And for the Biggie murder, which definitely I feel like, I always feel like Biggie died because of Pac. It was definitely retaliation. And we talked about this, and Big Kaz was saying, hey, you can't be scared to go somewhere. You know, you still got to live life. And I could get with that. I could get with that. And especially since Big wasn't out there doing a show. He was just out there vacationing. And it was definitely a setup, definitely a hit. And my whole thing is I would like more information to come to the light and more evidence to come to the light to find out if LAPD had any involvement in this. You know, because it's clearly LAPD that have no involvement with the Pac murder. And when Snoop Dogg, I heard Snoop Dogg out of his mouth say, you know, he saw Pac in the hospital and out of his own mouth, Pac's dead. That's when I was like, yeah, all you conspiracy. Because that's a big conspiracy theory, is that Tupac's still alive. It's like man landing on the moon. But that's only because Tupac's death I mean, when you think about it, the death of Tupac is clearly as big as like assassination of JFK or Martin Luther King Jr. or Malcolm X. I mean, it's up there. It's up there. The impact that Tupac had, you know, especially when he dropped my favorite Tupac album, which was Me Against the World. That's when he had a lot of Easy Mo B production. He had Shed So Many Tears, Dear Mama. He had those real, real inspirational songs that went mainstream, you know, because at that time, there wasn't a lot of inspirational hip hop going mainstream. And Pac is one of the very few to have inspirational songs that go mainstream. And like gangster records, I guess you could say, or thug records, I said thug records that go mainstream, you know. Yeah, because like inspirational records have always been frowned on as far as mainstream appeal goes. They're not playing them in the club. They're not playing them in radio too much. Even back then, they wouldn't play inspirational songs, you know. They really wouldn't. But Pac with his Dear Mama, Shed So Many Tears. You know, and that album was pretty, like, had some dark moments. You had Death Around the Corner on that, one of my favorite songs. I see Death Around the Corner. Gotta get high when I survive. Yeah, so, man. Yeah, like, you can't talk about hip-hop without talking about Tupac and Tupac's death. I don't know if you could talk about like famous people and impactful people being killed without talking about Tupac. And as much as I love Big didn't have as big as an impact as Pac. Not all the way there. And that's the thing. Big only had one album under the belt. Full album under the belt when Pac got killed. And then Big's album dropped after he died. And that was a double CD. And that album was totally amazing. And I would definitely put Biggie's Life After Death over Tupac's All Eyes on Me. I know there's a lot of people like, what, Paul? What did you just say? No way, no how. Yes, I would. Biggie Smalls' Life After Death is, oh my gosh, that is such a well put together album. And I think most of it was recorded while Big was alive anyways, you know. Amazing album Life After Death. And it's really fucked up that both of these cats is gone, man. You know, people always say, I remember people always like, yo, Big and Pac was still alive, this shit would be going on in the rap game. Yeah, it would. We'd still have a lot of this bullshit. Pac would have probably went straight into acting more than anything. He'd have probably Will Smithed it. I don't know how much Pac would have still been making music as much. Biggie would have definitely been probably heavy still in the music. Biggie would have probably been Jay-Z. Or as big as Jay-Z, if not bigger. Like, he would have been our modern day, you know, rap longevity. Like, he would have been the modern day LL Cool J. Biggie would have been. And that's the thing. Jay-Z definitely had a thing about competing with LL Cool J. Because LL Cool J, which we talked about in the Live from Fate and Our podcast last night too, definitely top 10 all time just because of the longevity. And then I think you got to throw in acting careers too with some of these cats. Like, when there's no way you could be some super small, like, I don't see none of these super small time rappers becoming big time actors. Every rapper that's turned actor that's really significant was really big, like, on the rap scale. Ice-T was huge in hip hop. Look how big of an actor he is. Will Smith, you know, Common, Mos Def, Ludacris. You know, these cats have had major impact in hip hop as well. And they're having really good acting careers. I don't see nobody who's had really a small impact in hip hop having this really big. Even Method Man, we got Theo Method Man in there. His acting is getting a lot better. He's part of Wu-Tang. I mean, he's the guy. I don't know if there's Wu-Tang without Method Man. You know, his single was the first single. M-E-T-H-O-D, man. Yeah, man. You got to throw in, like, how impactful a rapper is if they went into acting as well, too. A Tupac would have been so big in acting. I don't know about Biggie. Biggie would have probably been really in Jay-Z's spot or up there with Jay-Z. You know, and who knows if Big would have signed with Jay, left Diddy and went to Jay. Oh my gosh, Biggie and Jay-Z. Ooh, you're talking about a deadly combination, a deadly duo. Real, that would have been crazy as hell. But I'm interested to see what's going to come up. Do they really got enough evidence to convict? That's the thing. He wrote a book, but people write books and lie all the time just to make money. We got to throw that out there. People lie in books all the time to make money. And I'm not saying he's lying. He definitely, like, being as his nephew and that he is a gangbanger, he probably was close to the situation. But do we know for sure that he was in the car that night? Do we know that he was with his nephew that night for sure? Is there just enough evidence, enough, you know? Because him just telling himself, he could just go into court and try to retract that. Because he had immunity from, I guess, I don't know if it was local immunity for the Tupac killing. I don't know if this is federal, you know, and whatnot. But he had immunity. That's why he did the book. That's why he goes on Vlad. And you can sit there and do that. I mean, you could do the interviews and you could tell on yourself, but you could also get in court and say that you were lying, that you just did it for money, that you just did it for attention and did it for fame. And I definitely don't think he did it to clear his conscience. I definitely don't think he did it to clear his conscience. Because why write a book if it's about clearing your conscience? When you write a book, part of it is propaganda, man. It's about making money, man. And we know everything in a book ain't always necessarily true. Even the books, they have people help co-write books and shit, you know? So people are using big words to interpret things a lot. And things can get misinterpreted because people use too many big words. I like to keep the words basic as simple as possible. You know, like once you start applying all these super big words, I start to think you got to unapply any common sense into it. Because the bigger the words you use, the lesser common sense I think you got. If you got to always use big words, I think you got like zero common sense whatsoever. But I hope there is a conviction. I know there's family members that probably want to get some kind of closure. I know there's fan base that wants closure on this. Tupac has some fanatics. He has some fanatics, man. I mean, some diehard fanatics. Like, there's people that think Tupac could do no wrong or did no wrong when he was alive. Which is not true. Tupac made mistakes like everybody else. And probably one of them was signing with a label like Death Row and getting involved with somebody like Suge Knight. Definitely still like, when you're as big as Pac, you're 10 million, you know, you got to eventually stray out of the 50 Cent bully mentality You know, you gotta stop fist fighting everybody. Like 50 Cent early in the game was fighting everybody, man. He was, and yeah, a lot of it was dudes rolling up on him and they had to defend themselves. But 50, you know, he gives out that bully energy. I'm gonna pick on you energy. But like, I think even 50 knows at this point, like, he lost so much money in the court case against Rick Ross's baby mama. He just lost too much money in that. You gotta move different nowadays. When you're that big, you got number one TV shows. You know, you had number 50 Cent had number one albums. Diamond on the first album, Diamond on the second. I mean, 50 Cent was larger than life. 50 Cent was so big, he was a thug gangster rapper that literally crossed over to pop. Cause he was just so big. There was nobody, and even Jay-Z said it himself. You know, to the Rockefeller cats, y'all better drop your albums now. Drop all your albums now. Whatever you got to drop, drop it now. Drop it this year. Drop it today. Drop it tomorrow. Drop it next week. Cause 50 Cent's coming. 50 Cent's coming. And that's another thing. When Pac came out, All Eyes on Me. I mean, nobody was. It was hard for other rappers to eat off album sales if you were dropping around All Eyes on Me. Nobody was caring about anything else but All Eyes on Me. And it was a dope album. It was a dope album. My opinion, it was a rushed album. It was a rushed album. But Pac had a way of making beats that I wasn't too big on be pretty good songs. Because of the energy, the message, his voice. Pac definitely had a voice. Guru said it. It's mostly the voice that gets you up. Mostly the voice that makes you buck. A lot of rappers got flavor, some got skills. But if you ain't got a voice, then you need to chill, chill, chill. Okay, well, yeah, once again, I want to thank you for tuning in, man. Paul Pickett Podcast. Don't forget, like, subscribe, share, all that good stuff, comment. Don't forget the audio version, video version, and pretty much talk about everything on here. It's not really a one niche kind of thing, like, you know, Tim Pool Podcast, mainly just politics, social issues, you know. Definitely gonna talk sports, football, basketball. Got enough common knowledge on that. Definitely enough common knowledge in anything dealing with music business, music industry, and music history. Because as I am a music promoter by day and a podcaster by night. So once again, thank you for tuning in to the Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.